Pastor Chris O'Gara. Come on, let's give it up. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and hand it over to him, and he's going to drop the word. Love you, man. Here you go.
Ooh, I get the microphone. Uh-oh. Well, thank you, everybody, for welcoming me. My name is Pastor Chris. And thank you, Pastor Richard, because he knew me when I was young, so he has a lot of faith in me to give me the microphone, so we are in trouble. So welcome, everybody, to the Rock Youth. My name is Pastor Chris. Me and my beautiful wife, Lana, in the front row. We came all the way out from Palm Desert, which you guys thought it was hot out here. Back home, it's about 100 plus. Yeah, and that's sweater weather for us. So, yeah, it's beautiful out here. Do we have pictures? My name is Pastor Chris. Again, this is my beautiful wife. If you haven't seen her, you guys, she's like facing towards me, so you probably can't see her, but there she's right there. And then we also have my family, my crazy family. You guys were probably too young to remember Pastor Eddie Elguera. He was the youth pastor at this fine establishment. And Pastor Donna and Isaac and my brother Malachi and his wife Melissa and my niece Symphony. I was like, what is her name? Symphony. And then also, I don't talk about this a lot because some of you guys may have known from Instagram a little account called Sir Isaac Christopher, and this is my godson. You guys like, what is he going to say? Yeah, the cutest bubbas. But that's a little bit about me. My name is Chris. I am also the youth pastor in the Rock Coachella. And you know what? If you guys came expecting a deep theological message, you know, just Greek and Hebrew, that's not me. I'm more practical. I am what you would call the simple-minded pastor. I like something that I could just apply. What can I do now? What can I do? What's a change that I can make and apply in my life now that I can make a change that would be beneficial for me? So who has your Bible? If you have a Bible in the house tonight, I want you to raise it up in the air and say, oh, yeah. Sweet. If you have your Bible apps, you could also raise them in the air and say, oh, yeah. If you have both, you could double fist it and say, oh, yeah. If you have neither, the scriptures will be on the screen. There is no, oh, yeah, for you. So I'm going to pray because I need God. Every time I'm on stage, my wife is praying, deep in prayer. She's like, please, Lord God, don't let him say anything to make us get kicked out of the church. So I'm going to pray because I need God, and you guys are here too, so I believe you need God. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this amazing night that you have given us, Lord God. We just pray that as we get into your word, Lord God, that you and your gratefulness, Lord God, all your spectacular wonders, Lord God, would supersede the expectations that they have of me, Lord God, that whatever comes out of my mouth would not be of myself, Lord God, but it would be you and your word, Lord God, and it would impact their lives, Lord God. I just pray that they came with the expectation of a word from you, Lord God, not an expectation just to see their friends, not just an expectation to be entertained, Lord God, but an expectation to have that God encounter from you. And we pray in Jesus' name, amen. So if you're taking notes tonight, the title for tonight's message is going to be Danger Zone. When we moved out to the desert, we were like, okay, we're moving out to the desert. We need to find a job out here. And my wife got a job at Marriott. And so she's like, okay, I need to get my food handler's license. So I went out with her and I got the food handler's license. Who in here has a food handler's license? Who in here has a job that you handle food and you need a food handler's license? Okay, so you guys might be along here with me. You know, if I have the temperatures wrong, you know, it varies by websites and by class. But we went out and we took a class to get our food handler's license. And the class, it goes along like this, that you need to store food, fresh food, in between, if it's being put in the fridge, it has to be below 40, and if it's being cooked, it has to be above 140. And there's a little area right in between called the danger zone. And so that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. But if you have your Bibles, let's look into Revelations. Uh-oh. I heard some, ooh, what's he going to say? The verse we're going to go into is Revelations 3, verse 15. Revelations 3, verse 15. Uh-oh, wow, that was intense. Danger zone. Sweet. I know it's like, fire, Revelations, what's he going to say? I don't know. Revelations 3, verse 15, and it says, I know your works. This is speaking to Christians. I know your works, that you are neither hot nor cold. I wish that you were either hot or cold. So then because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I will vomit you out of my mouth. So God's speaking to Christians, and he wants us to be either hot for him or cold. And he says very graphically, if I find you lukewarm, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Now, I don't know about you. We had an all-nighter last month, and we were doing the food relay, and we were telling Pastor Richard that one of our youth threw up because we had them eat a dog biscuit. I know, that's what I was thinking. Really? A dog biscuit you're going to throw up? But they threw up, and I don't know if you guys have really sensitive gag reflexes. I don't know if you see someone throw up, and then you throw up, and it's just a vicious cycle. Everybody's throwing up. But that's what he's saying. He said, God's saying, you know, I would rather find you hot or cold, but if I find you lukewarm, I will vomit you out of my mouth. So he's laying out a spectrum that he wants us as human beings, us as Christians, to either be in three categories. Now, we're going to go over point number one. Point number one, if you're taking notes, point number one is hot. Simple enough, right? Told you I'm simple folk. Who in here, I need someone to come up. If you fall into this category, you have your Bible and you're hot. Somebody, if you have your Bible and you feel like you're just the hottest thing on earth, come up here right now. Oh. Who was it? I'm sorry. So let's see what. You could have a seat. I'm sorry. High five though. You get one of these. Yeah. So let's see. The shadow up here looked like somebody drank it. I was like, what, angel? So let's see what you get. All right, you get some fries fell out, but you get some fries. You get this burger, and you get it. Do you like ketchup? Let's see him. Let's see you bust open that thing and get it all prepared. Just right here. Do you like Coke? It's soda. It's sugar. Me personally, I'm a Coke icy kind of guy. I don't know if any guys. Yeah. That's where it's at. You could peel out you like onions? Oh, sweet. See, it was just for you. Do you like onions? Oh, I was going to say, yeah, I'm sorry. Sweet. Dang, he's like symmetrical. He's getting it all prepared. See, for me, it's all about the presentation. Take a bite. I'm sorry. This is just like, she's over there like, I should have been faster. It's a good burger. Awesome. You can take it to your seat. Let's give him a hand. Is that a French fry? Just kidding. Sweet. You want the French fry? Gross. So point number one is hot. So what is hot? What is when God talks about hot, cold, and lukewarm, what is he talking about? When we're talking about hot, we're talking about preparation. If you work with food, the only reason that you would have food exposed to heat is when you're preparing it, when you're getting it ready, when it's being ready to cook. Just like him, he came with his Bible to church. He was ready. He felt like he was hot. Boom, the confidence of God. He was ready. And so point number one, we're talking about preparation. Because God, as Christians, when he says he wants us to be either hot, cold, or lukewarm, God says he wants people, he wants his children, he would prefer us as Christians to be prepared. Sorry, it's freaking me out. God wants us to be prepared for a great work in our lives. He wants people, he doesn't want people to be, he would love for you guys to be this knowledgeable, but God isn't only expecting people to have degrees and be the smartest, to be the most intelligent, to be the best readers, to come from the best family, to have the most money. He's just ready for someone who is prepared, who has purposed in their life, purposed in themselves to be ready for when God calls them, when God has a challenge for them, when God has a mission for them, they would be ready. They would say, you know what, God, I have my Bible. I have your word in my heart. I'm prepared. What do you want me to do? So the first verse we're going to look at is in Psalm 66, verse 10. If you can't find it, it's probably under Psalms. 66, verse 10. And what this verse is saying is in Psalm 66, verse 10, it says, "For you, O God, have tested us. You have refined us as silver is refined." Now, what does this mean? When silver or gold or precious metals are being refined, it goes through an extreme heating process. That it's in this crucible, and it's heated up so much that any contaminants, any dirt, any filth that's in that will either be burned off, or it'll rise to the top where it could be taken out of the precious metal. And when God is saying that he wants us to be prepared, he wants us to be refined as in silver is refined, he's saying that we're going to have to go through some fire. He says we're going to have to go through some extreme temperatures. We're going to have to go through some extreme challenges in our life. Who in here has ever felt like your life was just in, it's just awful, like you're going through the fire. No matter what you do, if you try to do the right thing and still you get pushed back. You try to take a step forward, you get pushed back. You try to take the word of God to school and you just get slapped in the face. You try to take the word of God home. You get this great message from Pastor Richard and you take it home. You take this great word and you apply it in your life. You says, you know what, Pastor Richard said, I need to honor my father and my mother. I'm going to do that. You get home, you try to honor them and they make you mad. So you like, forget God, and we get put through these trials and we get put through the fire, and sometimes if we're not careful we know that we're going to get through these trials, but then we get there and it's too hard, it's too difficult, it's too hot, it gets too extreme, and then we back off. But God says, I want somebody who is ready and who's prepared and who knows that when I have a great challenge for them, when I have a great purpose in their life, they're going to have to go through some fire. They're going to have to go through a refining process. They're going to have to go through that above 145 degrees when the food is being prepared, when the burger was being prepared, when the sandwich, when the fries had to go through the oil. I mean, who in here has ever went to a restaurant and then the fries were cold or something came out raw? Or you like your burger with no pink in the middle and they came with pink and you're like, bleh. Sorry, I don't know if you guys have that sensitive gag reflexes. No? Okay, I was just testing you. It's gonna get funky tonight. And then you get that, and you were expecting this hot meal, and then you get it, and it's cold, and you're like, what? Yeah, sir, waiter, sir, garçon, I didn't order this. Take this back. Give me something fresh. That's what God is saying. He wants somebody that is fresh and ready and prepared and is hot and prepared for that next level in life. So point number one was hot. Point number two, I'm sure you guys know where we're going with this, is cold. So we have another. So in the food handlers class, cold is, it needs to be safe, Dang. That's so cold that's smoking. So in the food handler's class, it's saying that if you want to preserve a food, it has to be under 40 degrees. And this was way under 40 degrees. Let me see this. So let's check out this burger. Yeah, that's not going nowhere. So what? Cold. This is the state of preservation. And God says, why would God say he wants to find us either hot or cold? Why would God either want us to find us hot and ready or in a state of preservation? If you have your Bible, the next verse we're going to look at is Joshua 24, verse 15. Joshua 24, verse 15. And what that says is, if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether it is the God of your fathers whom they serve, or the God of the Amorites in which the land you dwell. But for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. So God is saying, choose. The word is saying, choose for yourself who you will serve. See, God doesn't want us to be indecisive. God doesn't want us to, you know, just be wishy-washy. He says he would rather us, what does the first verse say? He would rather find you hot or cold. So God would either find, he would rather us be ready or just not. Who in here has ever had that indecisive friend where you say, what do you want to do today? And they said, I don't know, what do you want to do? And it just irritates you so much because nothing ever gets done because you're like, no, what do you want to do? And they're like, what do you want to do? And you're like, okay, are you hungry? Yes. What would you like to eat? I could eat anything. Do you want to go to Kuka's? No, I had Mexican food yesterday. Do you want to go have Chinese? Nah, my stomach is, Do you want to go have Indian food? No, last time it gave me diarrhea since Easter. Do you want to just get a burger? No, I had a burger last week. Oh, so what do you want to eat? I could eat anything. Has anybody ever had that? Anybody ever had that friend, or you may be that friend? And so that's what God is saying. He says he wants us to make a choice. He says either serve me or don't. I would rather you choose, just like this verse says. If it seems evil for you to serve God, don't do it. Because God would rather you make a choice than just be in the middle and say, I could do whatever. It's whatever. I could do whatever you want. Yeah, whatever. You want to do this? No. Isn't it? No. So God is saying, make for yourself this choice. Either serve him or don't. Because when we get to this stage of colds and in the stage of preservation, God wants to do something with you, but you're not ready. You have the capability of being put to your full potential, but you're not ready. All the ingredients are there, your talents, your skills, everything God blessed you with from the day you were born, it's all there, but you're just not ready. You look good, you look ready, but it's not going to work out. So God says, I would rather you find you hot and ready, able to be put to your full potential, to be enjoyed, to when he calls upon you, you're ready. When I said, who has your Bible and feels like they're hot and ready, get up here. When he came up here, he was ready. Who in here is cold and is ready for a burger? Come on up. No, I'm just kidding. It's unsanitary. He's gonna be like, Mom, He's going to be banging on the bathroom door. Don't come in. So point number one was what? Hot. And that's the stage of preparation. Point number two was what? And that was a state of what? Preservation. Point number three is what? And that is a state of procrastination. Dang. Let's see. So this guy, oh, sure. So this guy, he might look good. He might look ready. I've had him sitting out for about a week. It's not that good. It might look good. See, who in here has ever had something, you like ate something in your room and you forgot about it and something started smelling? And when we were first married, we'd get our groceries and stuff like that, and we got some potatoes, and we put these potatoes in like one of the side cabinets. You know, sometimes you guys put your bags in there from the grocery store, or you just random stuff, cutting boards. We put our potatoes in this side cabinet, and it was just off like next to the oven. It was like out in the middle of, like it was, we didn't see it, out of sight, out of mind. And my wife called me. She's like, babe, there's just these little gnats coming out of somewhere. I can't find it. And something smells. I'm like, I don't know. Is there something out? Is it the sink? Did we like not put on the garbage disposal? She's like, I don't know. It just smells like disgusting. And these flies just coming out of nowhere. And I'm like, babe, is it outside? Did something die? She's like, no, I can't find it. Is it the trash? Do we throw something away and just sat there? No, I can't find it. And so she's going. She opens up this little cabinet and just gnats just. Bah! Who in here has ever seen The Mummy? You guys seen The Mummy? And he's just, bah! Like flies come out of his mouth. And just, she told me she freaked out. She started crying. It stunk. These potatoes just started dripping. It was disgusting. And that's what this stage is talking about. It's the procrastination, the danger zone. This is the danger zone that God is talking about. He says, I would rather find you hot and ready to be used, or cold, where you just say, no, I don't want to have anything to do with you. But if you're in the middle, you look ready, but you're not. You're like, God, I'm ready. I wanna be used by you, but I still wanna kind of smoke out with my friends. You know, God, I wanna get into ministry, but God, my girlfriend, she says her parents aren't home, and she said I'm ready to get it on. You know, God, I wanna be used by you, but still, you know, I wanna make the money, so I gotta sell dope. God, I wanna be used by you. I wanna pray and make people healed, but you know, God, I can't give up that potty mouth, Lord God. I just, you know, the F bombs and all those things, it's who I am. Lord God, I wanna be used by you, but you know, do I have to respect my parents? I really don't want to. God, I wanna be used by you. And he's saying, you know, I would rather find you hot. At that stage of preparation where God says, you know what? I want you to pray for that friend. They might not believe in me. They might make fun of you because you're a Christian. Are you ready? If you're there and you're saying, God, I'm ready. That's what he wants. Instead of saying, God, I'm ready. And then God's like, okay, pray for him. See, what happened was, and you know, it might look good. We might have people in church. We have people in church all the time that says, you know what, God, I'm ready. They put on their church language. They put on their church clothes. Hey, brother, how you doing? Hallelujah, I am great. But then on the inside, you know, it's got maggots, and it's just got, it's got cacas. It's stinky. They're hiding who knows what. Look at this bun is just, this bun is liquid based. I can't even pick up this bun. It's just, it's moist. It stinks. And it's got fuzz growing on it. No one's, if you need to throw up, go to the restroom. But God is saying, I want someone who's ready. And if you say you're ready, and God comes and finds you falling apart, and who has a really sensitive stomach? I want you to smell this. Nah, I'm smelling it. I don't want this. And, ew. Yeah, I want, gross. And God's saying, I'd walk far away from that. Give her a hand. God's saying, I'd rather find you hot or cold, but if I find you lukewarm, I don't want to have any part of that. Let's look at our last verse. It's Luke 13, verse 6. I'm just going to read it for the sake of time. And it says, he spoke this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came to seek fruit from it and found none. Then he said to the keeper of the vineyard, look, for 3 years I have come to seek fruit from this fig tree and found none. Cut it down. Why does this thing take up space? Who in here has taken up space? Dang. It's harsh. You're like, I don't like this message. And then verse 8, it says, but the groundskeeper answered and said to him, sir, let it alone this year, and also I will dig around it and fertilize it. And if it bears no fruit, then you could cut it down. But if it bears fruit, then leave it alone. So this groundskeeper, he had the capability to do something about it. He had for 3 years this capability to fertilize it, to aerate the soil around it. He could have done something, but for those 3 years, he did nothing. And the groundskeeper, he says, you know what? Cut it down. It's taking up space. How sad would it be for God to come along and say, you know what? For these years, I've been waiting for you to be ready. For 3 years, I've been waiting to see some kind of fruit. I've been waiting to see some kind of something coming from you, but instead, you've done nothing. You've just sat there. It looks like you're ready, but you're doing nothing about it. And God says, I can't have that. God says, I would rather find you hot or cold, but if I find you lukewarm, in a state of saying, yes, God, but no. Yes, who in here has dated and you're like, and it's just kind of like, I love you, but I can't. Please, yes, no. And you're like, girl, just make up your mind. Will you go out with me? Please. Yes, but I can't. Come on. But this in the scripture, it says that the groundskeeper said, you know what? I'll give you one shot. But if I don't see something happen, if I don't see this tree produce fruit, if I don't see anything productive come out of your life, I'm sorry, I can't have any part of this tree. And so us as Christians, we need to look at ourselves in our lives and get away from the pride, get away from the arrogance and say, you know what, I'm all good, I'm good, I got this. And get away from all that and really look at yourself and say, where am I at with God? Am I in a stage of preparation? Am I in a stage of preservation or procrastination where I say, yes, God, no, God, yes, God, no, God, and he just spins right round, baby, right round, like a whirlwind. And he's getting sick and thrown up. And so really think about that when we break into our groups. Are we still doing that? Groups, three questions. Are you guys ready for three questions? Are you guys ready for three questions? Sweet. I'm going to invite everybody stand up. I don't know how this works. Stand up. Okay, sit down. Now stand up. Yes, no, yes, no. I'm just kidding. Three questions. Let's do this. God left when they did. Everyone, bow your heads and close your eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this amazing, amazing, amazing night that you've given us, Lord God. We just pray that you spoke to each and every individual here, that it wasn't just me, Lord God, but you came down and your presence came down deep in this place, Lord God, and touched their hearts and spoke to their hearts, Lord God. And we just pray that they grasped onto something, Lord, that they could apply in their lives to look at themselves and to take themselves out of the equation and look at themselves and say, am I hot, Lord God? Am I in that preparation stage? Am I cold, Lord God, or am I lukewarm, Lord God? Where do I need to make that change? So we just pray that you would have spoken to them, Lord God, and give them the strength to make that change in their life, Lord God. It won't be easy. They might have to go through the fire refining stage, Lord God, but it is necessary to have that healthy relationship with you, Lord God. So we just pray that as they go back to their schools, as they go back to their families, as they go back to their friends, you would give them the strength, you would protect them, guide them, and guard them, though whatever they put their hand to, it will prosper. And we all say about this Inland Empire, what do we say? Inland Empire shall be saved. Have a good night.
Thank you for listening to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. If this message spoke to you, please share it with us. We'd love to hear from you. You can find more information at www.rockchurch.com.